The 86th annual Sugar Bowl arrives at the Superdome on New Year's Day, and by the end of that game, one athlete will be named Most Valuable Player. Back in 1954, Pepper Rodgers was that player. He earned the title while playing quarterback for Georgia Tech. Rodgers went on to enjoy many moments in the limelight, and in this edition of NOLA Life Stories, he shares memories from a life well lived on and off the field.
I've done about everything a guy can want to do. I've been in the movies. I've been on national television. I've flown jets. Not a lot of things I haven't done.
The new coaches who joined the league in 1984, none was more colorful than Memphis coach Pepper Rodgers. But who is he really? Movie star? Author? Who is this man who marches to the beat of a different drum?
I was a backup quarterback, but I was a kicker. I kicked a field goal in the Orange Bowl game to win the game. The last play of the game, I kicked a field goal, 17-14. There's a picture of me on the front page of the Atlanta paper, Bobby Dodd kissing me on the cheek.
20 yards through the air and on the ground for the rambling wrecks of Georgia Tech, sparked by Pepper Rodgers, Tech quarterback.
I go back to spring practice the next spring. I think I'm going to be the starting quarterback. I get there and I look in my locker and there's what they call a red jersey. A red jersey meant that you were on the B team. You weren't on the varsity. Finally, after about a week, I go up to Coach Don and I go, Coach Don, I'm too good to be down here. He said, yeah, you are. I fight my way back. I'm second string quarterback, and we play in the Sugar Bowl, and I end up throwing a touchdown pass, kicking 3 extra points, and a field goal as a backup quarterback, okay? And in the 6th game, I am the most valuable player in the Sugar Bowl. And how many games did I start? 6. In my entire career. But the one thing that they could never make me do was quit.
Pepper Rodgers rewrote the record book of the Sugar Bowl with his dazzling doings today. Hensley gets credit for staring.
Well, I was always going to be a coach, yeah, always. Now listen to this. I go to the Air Force Academy. We do not even have a class that had graduated. That's how young it was. Guess what? We go undefeated. We go to the Cotton Bowl. I'm in the Cotton Bowl. God, I thought coaching was easy.
The Pepper Rodgers Show was brought to you by...
I told you, every time they try to make me quit, and I could have very easily done that. Christ, you go from being on the front page of the Atlanta paper with Bobby Dodd kissing you on the cheek, to going into your locker and spring practice starts, and you got a red jersey, and you go down to the practice field and they give you a big dummy to hold while they knock you all over the place. And I'm proud of myself, I didn't throw it in. And there's a lot of chances to throw it in, and when things didn't go exactly the way you wanted them to go. And that's what I don't make any speeches anymore, but when I did, I say because that's the most important thing in life. You can't win if you quit. And that doesn't mean you're going to be an All-American. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that you're not going to let somebody else decide for you how fit you are. For a guy who'd only started 6 games as a starter to end up being the most valuable player in the Sugar Bowl was quite an honor.
Flies into the end zone. Georgia Tech wins 42-19.